Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A flubble is a flub and a mumble combined. AJ invented it, perfected it.
Thank you.
I had a good one this week.
Yes, you did.
Can't wait to hear it.
Neither could I.
This is where we get to relive our agonies.
Exactly right. Yes. Feel that pain once again.
That's right.
Channel 3, Biller with Associate Public Insurance Adjusters. Early warning weather. Got a winter weather advisory for warning for the states.
What?
Snow.
Breach delivery in a snowstorm with power lines down and trees down.
Yep.
That's how complicated we can make this.
Yeah.
Click, click.
Okay, click me. Fine.
Well, we'll click you.
He did. Wait, my turn.
All right, you know how this is going to go.
Yeah, of course, folks. We mean, as always.
All right. Well, you never know.
You never, I highly doubt it, but go for it. Every day is new hope.
All right, time now for the first boss, Keith. God damn it.
Hold on.
Everybody, pens are ready.
In Derby, an accident. In Cheshire. Wow, wrong town.
Cheshire. It's a big accident. Almost like a buffet, if you will. Okay, you have a flu or something like that. You go over here, you get your shit, make your own shot.
Make your own shit.
Homer Simpson proves that fatherhood and hilarity are not mutually exclusive. Here's Bart that's cheering at Monopoly. Bart is cheating at Monopoly. I get it for you. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. Look at my teeth.
He survived the plane crash.
His hair messed up. Yep. His hair is all messed up. Yep.
He had no hair, really. Is it your own urine or someone else's urine?
I'm hoping it's your own.
Urine. Sure, urine.
It's urine.
See if I
no.
Online video consultation at home. Start your new journey.
Hold
this
on.
New year. Start your new journey. This new year. Click, click.
Dangerous.
Yes. Drop them. Just drop them. Just bring them anywhere.
What's that now?
Dumbass news.
That's the most important thing.
Do you find after they're on the puppy bowl, they get picked up a lot?
Do I what?
After the puppy bowl.
Hold on.
Folks.
Put it together in your head. One, two, three, go.
Do you find that after the puppy bowl, they get adopted quicker? That's what I said originally.
Not really. Let their family help your Hamley. Let their Hamley help your Hamley.
Exactly right. It's all about Hamley.
Sometimes you do get extras of the smaller pieces.
Yeah, I do need some extra anuses. Hang on, I'll get it. I knew as I was going into it, I'm like, this is not going to work.
Gross.
Can you fix that? Steamy, stop, please.
The wind.
Steamy, stop. I'm a scat man. Steamy, stop doing this. Steamy, stop. Yeah, just drop some. Just doing this. Do any royalties fit? No.
I didn't know you could scat.
Skimmy, scat.
Skimmy, scat.
Just trying to get Scat's attention.
Yeah.
Skimmy, scat.
Yeah, too much scotch, actually.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Jesus.
So sweaty now. Skimmy, scat.
How many people on this show have guests just had to say to you, what?
Quite a few. I do it see they're paying attention.
Skimmy, scat.
Yeah.
Scott Haney, Channel 3. Good morning.
Two all-beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yay!
Have you ever had a Big Mac?
Of course. Other than Caitlin Francis, who I'm sitting next to, has not had a Big Mac.
Hold on. Put her on.
All right. Here, Caitlin, get on the phone. Chaz and AJ.
Uh-oh.
She's like, no.
No. I know. I'll order one today.
Oh, my God.
How is this even possible?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I usually go like a six-year-old child for the nuggets.
You know?
Enjoy.
Ashley, Caitlin, yeah. Ashley.
Hi, Caitlin. I haven't had one either.
You're like happy meal
Ashley,
people.
I think we just became best friends. I usually get a milkshake, chicken nuggets, and french fries, and that's my go-to order if I'm going to McDonald's.
Absolutely. Let's go together.
When you think of Big Mac,
it's a date.
What do you think of?
What's that?
When you think, what's Scott saying to you right now?
He's not. He's talking to Wendell. He's totally not listening to this conversation.
Oh, okay. He left us.
He got things to do.
Yep.
Have you had a burger at McDonald's?
Yeah, like, okay, so again, I usually order a Happy Meal.
Because of the toy, right? Do you have the toys at home?
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just worth it.
It's everything that you need, right? Just a small burger, some fries.
Exactly.
A toy.
It's, you know, portion control when you go out to the fast food chain restaurants. But you get everything that you need.
Yeah, if she ate a Big Mac, we actually see it in the midsection.
You would look like a snake.
Like a snake.
Ate a deer.
A walnut. I see a Big Mac right there.
All right, so apparently way more people than I imagine.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Never had
two,
a Big Mac.
Two in the state of Connecticut so far this morning.
At least.
Wow. All right.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Hey.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
No, I don't get the special sauce because it's disgusting.
Why?
Do you say
the best part of it?
Do you say without it, or do you scrape it off?
No, I order it without it, and then I have to sit in the parking lot in that little special spot and have them come out.
The Scott spot.
The Scott spot, so that you don't wreck the line behind you. You know what I'm saying?
If you work at McDonald's and have ever had to make a Big Mac without special sauce, can you call and tell us what you do to it?
Are you
mad?
They scrape it off the counter.
Do you get mad?
They take their shoe
it's
and they go.
So nasty, like that relishy.
Oh, that's the best part.
Mayonnaise-y.
Do you like filet of fish?
I do not get the tartar sauce on it at all.
Oh. Wow,
you like a lot of dry food,
so
don't you?
You don't like mayonnaise.
I do not like mayonnaise. No, I hate mayonnaise.
Well, Phil, Scott.
Yeah, I hate mayonnaise.
Then there you go.
Yep. Oh, so nasty.
So you don't like macaroni salad,
sauce,
potato salad?
They name. I'll eat potato salad. Like if it's mixed in and it's undisguisable, I'll eat like potato salad and coleslaw and things like that. But I do prefer a good German potato salad.
Oh, those are great. Yeah, with the bacon bits.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yum.
Yes, wunderbar.
Wunderbar. It tastes better than the old dog chow.
Yes.
Wow. A Big Mac without... why, if you're not getting the special sauce, why wouldn't you just have a quarter pounder?
Well, I typically do. I hardly ever order Big Macs, but I used to as a kid because it was a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
My go-to when I was a kid was three hamburgers, the orange drink, small French fry, and a hot apple pie or a hot cherry pie.
Ah, the hangy
meal. Three hamburgers. No cheese.
No cheese.
Yeah.
No cheese.
I've done three burgers before also, three or four, and just a soda.
Yeah,
you stack them all on top of each other.
Well, they're easier driving.
Yeah.
You know, you just reach in the bag. You can do one-handed, take the burger out of the wrapper and bring it to your mouth while still watching the road.
Do the cartoon thing where you shuffle it like a deck of cards.
But I do love me some good McDonald's every now and then, I gotta be honest with you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
Now, I prefer a Junior Whopper to the Big Mac, though. I got to be honest with you.
Junior Whopper's great. Junior Bacon Whopper, better.
Junior Bacon Whopper, better.
I never had the Junior Whopper. It's like buying a Camaro, and why wouldn't you just buy the GT? You know, I go, why would you get a Whopper Junior when you can get a Whopper?
It's easier to eat, more handheld.
Yeah,
you're all about driving while you're eating. See, I just pull into a spot and I eat.
Basically, it's just a pimped out version of the regular burger.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. It's a smaller version.
But it's got the sesame bun, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Those containers they give you now.
I'll go for the junior.
Right.
What was that about the containers?
Those containers they give you now are super sophisticated. They actually make little spots you can punch out just to hold your side sauce. So you can drive and eat very easily now.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not dipping what I'm eating. I'm not driving, rather.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not even...
Yeah, look down at this honey mustard sauce and blast the car in front of me.
It's dangerous. It's terrible. Terrible.
I wonder if anyone's ever had a Big Mac smashed into their face by an airbag.
Oh, I'm sure.
Had to have happened.
I can't wait to...
Boom.
Oh, my God. His brains are all over the... Oh, that's a Big Mac.
That's just the lettuce.
That's tartar sauce.
I didn't want to eat this in one bite, but...
A special sauce in his head.
Oh. Wow. That would make... You know, it's funny because... I remember the first fight that Paul and I ever got into was over special sauce.
That was the breaking point, right? That's when the gloves came off.
He borrowed my car, and I had a Saab, and I think I told you this, the ignition was in the console.
Right.
Like you had to reach down to put the key in the car.
Yeah.
And he had a Big Mac, and he got special sauce in the ignition.
Oh, no.
So your Saab became a slob.
My Saab became a slob, and I had to get in, and I put my hand down there, and it came up with special sauce all over my fingers, and I almost threw up.
It's like, what did I stick my finger in exactly?
You have a habit of, like, touching stuff and then sticking it in your mouth like that cat vomit.
Cat vomit on your shoe.
Cat vomit. Cat puke.
That went global.
So how did this go then? You confront Paul about this?
I went upstairs and I said, if you ever drive my car again and eat in it, we are over.
Really?
Yeah,
this
was
the first argument you threatened. The end.
And they suddenly bought your car again.
Every fight we had, I threatened the end. It was not good. Yeah,
after a couple of years, it's like, yeah, end, man.
Yeah, good night. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Mm. Relax.
Wow.
Have a Big Mac.
My first fight with Jennifer was over Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston?
Really?
What, her singing it?
No.
Shut up!
No, I was very into Whitney Houston. And I play it, and I was like, this is the greatest singer ever. And she's like, she's not that great. I don't know if she was saying that just to press buttons, but
it worked apparently.
Yeah. Yep. Hmm. I took the bait.
Yep.
You took it and ran with it.
I took it and ran with it.
What song was it?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But I, you know, in my
She's
playlist.
All I have on.
Yes.
No, apparently it was How Will I Know?
Exactly. How
if
will
he really
know?
Hates me.
Hold on. Let me take Jody from infield here. Okay. Jody.
Hello.
Hello, you're on with us and Scott.
Oh, wow. Oh, Scott. I love Scott, too. I love all you guys. You
Thank
guys
you.
Are wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, remind me. I gotta. Hang on, Jody. John, it's your birthday today. John, oh, my God. Keep going, Jody.
Wait, who's John? Okay. John said he heard you on the show, Scott.
John has been on the show. He's a retired police officer and a fitness trainer in Long Island. I cannot. Why am I having a brain fart? I can't believe this.
I smelled something. Yeah,
it's Friday.
Like special sauce.
Mundinger, John Mundinger.
John Mundinger.
I forget anything like Mundinger.
John Mundinger. Happy birthday. Happy 60th birthday, John
60!
Mundinger.
Hey,
woo!
Trying to be
That's
60
name,
over
huh?
here.
Have a Big Mac.
He's a good guy too.
Cool.
I can't believe I forgot his last name. What a fool I am.
You got it, though. You got it.
Anyway, go ahead, Jody. Sorry.
Sorry,
All
Jody.
Right,
we're out of time.
I've never had a Big Mac.
You never had a Big Mac either?
No, I don't like the special sauce. I don't like mayonnaise, but I do the quarter pounder with cheese with no onions, and it's fabulous.
Oh, the onions, you need the onions.
But
right,
it's
and they're
hot
chopped
when
into
you
little
say
pieces.
No onions,
How do you not
it's
like
fresh.
These? Oh.
Yeah.
It's yeah. A
you want fresh. What are you going there
it's
for?
A trick.
As well, I know.
Yes,
when you need
and those
it, you need
are
it, right?
outstanding when they're fresh off the grill.
Yes.
What's up with your tie, Scott?
It's my fruit stripe gum tie with muted colors.
Oh. Which means it loses its color after a couple of while. Yep.
I didn't notice it. I noticed this week that you have a new wardrobe. I noticed some new things coming into rotation.
Yeah, different suits.
You know what? Yeah, I have a lot of clothes, and I never wear. It's like I always wear the same three outfits every week. So I'm like, I'm forcing myself. Like, I'll pick a pair of trousers, and then I'll say, now you got to find something to go with it.
Nice.
So, like, I got to go find a blazer, then I got to find a shirt that matches, and then a tie. It's complicated.
It's like a challenge.
You know, very easy to grab the same old thing and keep wearing it, but then
right.
you got to.
You're going to be funny?
You know,
a fuzzy bunny outfit.
He's done it.
The weather bunny.
The weather bunny.
Weather
I
bunny.
Love it.
Weather bunny.
Weather bunny.
I wonder if you go into your closet and dresser, you know, just anybody, and you pick out the clothes you wear all the time. And then look at the clothes like you haven't worn in a long time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It would be probably 90% of your closet.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
90. It's 100% that it's 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never go into the closet with anything except for a blazer or a suit.
I have a stack of black T-shirts.
Right.
A couple pairs of jeans.
Like a Gap counter.
And I got some dress clothes that I wear. And then some long sleeve stuff for the winter. That's it. I could clear that friggin' closet right out.
Yeah. I could fill probably two of those Salvation Army bins with the stuff I have.
It's good write-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying my best to rotate the wardrobe.
Well, you've been doing a good job this week.
Good rotation.
I thought,
you
went out shopping.
The leisure suit was really nice.
Actually, no, I didn't. I just went into my closet, and I said, hello, self, get out of the closet.
I was waiting. Someone's going to say something.
Jennifer will come out. We're going somewhere. She'll come out. She'll be like, isn't this top cute? I've had it for 8 years. I've never worn it.
I love that feeling.
It's like you went shopping, but you didn't go shopping. It's something you paid for 8 years ago.
That's why you hang on to everything, because I just refound bell bottoms with lace at the bottom. Wait till spring. I'm going to wear those.
Yeah. If I have a shirt bought that didn't fit me because it was too tight, you know, and I need to lose some weight, I'll hold on to it. That becomes my goal shirt. I will fit in that shirt.
I have a section. section in my closet. Yeah. I'll be back.
Yeah. I have three or four shirts on deck.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Someday I'll fit in you again. Oh, fight.
Are you making popcorn here?
What are you looking up right now?
I thought he's online
shopping.
Nothing.
I just went to jcrew.com.
I love that.
Are we admiring the clothes or the models?
The model. The clothes.
Right. Somehow I figured. There wasn't a yummy clothes sound.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, we got the band back together.
Hey. Tragedy!
He's got...
How are you, Andre?
I'm doing okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So I'm not a maniac. I've had Big Macs plenty of times in my life. But last year was the first time I've ever had a McGriddle. Has you guys ever had McGriddles?
Yeah, I've had them before.
No.
What is that?
It's like their pancake with syrup inside.
Sounds good. With a sausage.
Yeah, it's like a
sounds
like
amazing.
Brand on it. It's like they brand it with the big M on it. I don't know. It's probably, you know, made out of arsenic, but it's so good.
McPoison. You got to put MC in. McArsenic.
Phil, you got to tell them the McGriddle story you had. You told me on a break.
I did not know that if you just go and say, I would like a McGriddle, that does not mean the sandwich. They just give you, like, the pancakes. So, like, do you want to add anything to that? I was like, no, just give me the McGriddle. Like, I've been watching this commercial. Yeah. It's awesome. I want it. So they give me these two pancakes. I was like, what? Where's all the rest
what
of
What do I do with the rest
right,
of
where
this?
Is everything?
It's like IKEA. What? They forgot part of the stuff in the box. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have a burger hold the meat.
It's basically what they gave me.
Trust me, they were.
That's funny. Because it's like going to a car dealership and they give you the car and there's no tires or seats. It's like, hey, well, hold on now.
Yeah, did you ask for the deluxe?
You wanted that too?
Right.
All right, Andre, thank you.
You know on the other end of that.
Andre, got to go. Thank you. Andre gets it. He knows how a clock works.
Yes.
Real quick, Scott, this weekend.
Really, really cold tonight. Dangerously cold. Be careful. No pets, no people outside. Tomorrow morning, wicked cold. Single-digit temperatures, wind chills, 10 to 20 below. Sunday night into Monday, a storm. We'll be talking on Monday at around 7:34.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay. Looking messy Monday.
So we're in Monday?
Snow, rain, sleet, mix, precipitation. Just a mess on Monday.
All right. I'll look out the window.
Are you working Monday?
No. Not yet, but if it's a catastrophe, they would like me to come in. But it doesn't sound like a catastrophe.
No, it's going to be more rain than anything else.
Oh, okay. No problem.
All right, have a great weekend, Ryan. Great weekend if you're a football fan.
Yep.
Lots of football. Let's bring in our buddy, NFL super agent.
Super agent.
Joe Linta. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Joe!
Good to hear your voice. Means football's
in
the
air. I wish my wife would say that.
Yeah. We'll talk to her.
Where does a super NFL agent go for the weekend? Your couch, or are you out looking at players?
There's a couch, and then we switch at halftime to the chair, and then back to the couch for the post game.
Wow.
Very good. All right, so tomorrow, Raiders and Bengals, 4:30.
Raiders and Bengals is the one game that I think could be an upset, because I don't know if the Bengals are ready for the big time, and the Raiders have played pretty well. It was a great game they played the other night, the one in the overtime. Could have been a tie. It was a crazy thing where if they played to a tie, they both would have been in the playoffs, they and the Chargers, and the Steelers would have been out. And they kicked a field goal at the end to win the game and got the Steelers in and the Chargers out. It was pretty crazy. But they're the one team, I think, of these six over the weekend that could really pull an upset.
I know nothing about football. I'll start with that. But I don't think either one of these teams are in the Super Bowl, right?
No, correct. We'll get to those.
Okay.
Okay. Then Saturday, 8:15, Patriots at Bills.
Yes, the scheduling gods were great. They schedule a night game in the winter at Buffalo with 6-degree weather at kickoff. So it's great for the fans, Saturday night special, but rough for the players. That's going to be brutal up there tomorrow night. I don't. Bills are another team where I don't know if they're ready for the big time either. That's probably one of the more interesting games, or probably the most interesting game for me. Can the Bills, like, you know, bypass these guys on, you know, as the top dog in the AFC? Patriots have a rookie quarterback now. Mac Jones has played really great this year, and they did a heck of a job drafting him 15th this past year. So that's going to be a great game, I think. I really do.
This has always been, what do you think the, how many points do you think the Patriots will beat the Bills by? But now it's like, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. If I had the bet, I don't bet on games, but if I did, I would probably still go with the Patriots. It's just hard to go against Belichick now that he's got his mojo back, and he did a great job this year bringing a lot of players in from the outside, free agents, and drafting while drafting a quarterback. I mean, that's the whole deal in this league is the quarterback.
Wow. I'm going to go with the Bills only because they've stepped it up and they look great. And I feel like there's a lot of energy with that team to beat the Patriots.
Plus their fans.
In a playoffs game.
Yeah.
And the Patriots really had end of this season. They lost 3 of their last 4 games.
Mm.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if you're right on that. But it's hard to go against Belichick when he gets in this kind of a situation in the playoffs.
Sunday, 1:00, Eagles, Buccaneers.
They scheduled this game at 1:00 because Brady has to be done by 4 so he can get the senior discounts on dinner. Bingo starts at 6 down there. But
right.
This is the easiest one of the weekend, probably. Bucks, no problem there.
Really?
Cool.
Now, if you're the head coach of the Eagles, what do you tell your team? Because they could be potentially thinking the same thing.
Don't F this up. Kill Brady.
Like, we have to show up for one more, then we could go home.
Kill Brady.
You tell your team, pay no attention to that man throwing the ball on the other side, you know.
Yeah. 49ers at the Cowboys, 4:30 on Sunday.
Jerry Jones made a mandate, it's like a Super Bowl or bust kind of thing. Mike McCarthy to coach them. There's not even buying green bananas right now. They got to do it right now. This is it, or Jerry's going to lose his patience big time because they have a really good team. They're stacked. I have a couple guys on the team down there, and it's a lot of juice flowing in Dallas right now. So you're going to see a small tremor in Dallas if they don't win this game.
Oh, is that right?
Only a small tremor, really?
That's the implosion.
Now, without the Jerry Jones factor, how would you stack these two teams up? Who would you think would win?
Well, I still think Dallas would win, but there's a lot of pressure put on the Cowboys coaches. But they got a good team. Prescott's playing really well. They got good players. Their offensive line's really good. So this is probably the second easiest pick for me over the weekend.
It's really been a really weird season watching them because they do very, very well against bad teams. And then you never know what's going to show up when they're playing a good team.
Uh-huh.
And where would you put the 49ers? Clearly, they're a good team if they've made it this far.
They're good, but their quarterback situation is sketchy because they drafted a guy, high in the first round. So Garoppolo, the quarterback of the 49ers, is talking about how uncertain his future is and whatnot. And when you start having things like that, it's not great for team chemistry. But just from a personal standpoint, the Cowboys clearly have it over these guys.
Steelers and Chiefs, 8:15 Sunday night.
There's going to be a lot of people rooting for the Steelers because it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger's last game probably, but they ain't beating the Chiefs, no way.
He even said that. Did you find that weird that Roethlisberger said, hey, we're just going to go and have fun? And
I think he said we have no chance.
Yeah, we have no chance against them, yes.
What do you think about
that? I think the game's going to be closer than a lot of people would think. A lot of people think it's going to be a blowout. I think it'll be, a 7-10-point game. I don't think it's going to be 44-6 or anything. So there's going to be a lot of mojo flowing through the Steelers, but they don't have it. You know, their offensive line is not great. Ben can't move, obviously, that well anymore. So it's going to be Chiefs by, a decent amount.
All right. Then Monday night, Cardinals at the Rams.
These are two teams that had some issues along the way here at the end. So I think Rams have put a ton of money into their team and whatnot. So I think it's, I would go with the Rams here. I don't really have a good feel for this one, but if I had a gun to my head, I would pick the Rams.
Okay.
Now we're talking about, the Raiders and the Bengals, and it's like, well, this is almost like a we don't care game because neither one of these teams going to make it to the Super Bowl. You feel like Cardinals or the Rams, either one of those teams, the Rams, maybe have a chance to get into the Super Bowl?
They do, but right now for me, I'm with you on the Cowboys. I just think the Cowboys got it going right now. If I had to pick somebody right now, it'd probably be the Cowboys that side of it, on the NFC.
All right, so you think potentially if you had to pick two teams that would be in the Super Bowl, you would say Cowboys?
Cowboys and Chiefs right now, or the winner of the Chiefs or the winner of the Bills-Pats game, I would say.
Really? You don't see the Buccaneers? You don't see Tom Brady getting back?
No. Huh.
How come?
Just personnel wise down there, they lost some receivers. They're thin at receiver right now. They just don't have the firepower that they would have had completely healthy with everybody they have. They've lost a couple of receivers for the year, so it's just not, what they had in last year, for example.
So let's fast forward to next week. Let's just say our predictions, our picks, your picks are right. Who would the Bucs play? Would they play the Cowboys?
That's a Phil question. I'm not sure of the seating. I wasn't prepared for that question.
Yeah, I wasn't really prepared to ask it, or I would have looked it up. But
well, right now for me, the Cowboys, it doesn't matter who. Green Bay. Green Bay will play the lowest seed remaining.
Right.
So,
oh yeah, right. Okay.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Forgot about them.
Yep.
So if Dallas and Tampa both win, they would play each other, and Green Bay would face the winner of the Arizona Rams game.
Gotcha.
Good. Okay. Thanks, Joel.
Because they're both they're both lower seeds than Dallas and Tampa.
And when does Green Bay lose again?
Not until next week.
Rat-face Rodgers, yeah. Wash
AJ's
your hair.
Just mad because the Minnesota Vikings didn't make it.
Well, wash your hair, too, pal.
And they fired everybody.
You got money. Buy some shampoo.
Mm.
And a razor.
The game will be in Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're thinking Super Bowl could be Cowboys-Chiefs. I like that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do. And I think it'll be the most watched game in a long, long time. With the ratings.
In that scenario, though, that's a couple tough games for the Cowboys. They'd have to go through, at that point, the Buccaneers, Tom Brady Bucks.
Brady.
Then they'd probably have to beat Green Bay in Green Bay or the Rams if Joe thinks the Rams win that game. So, I mean, those are some tough games.
Those are. For a team that's
intermittent. I just think they stack their team. I've never been a Cowboys fan, like somebody on this broadcast, but I just think they're good this year. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, they're definitely good.
They have. See, no, this is how the Cowboys start every season on paper.
The talent is there.
It's like, well, we'll see you in February.
Hey, great.
And then it just doesn't happen. They're not that team that when, when Brady's on the field and he's down couple touchdowns and it's 2 minutes.
It's not over.
A lot can happen.
You don't get up and
ask the Jets.
I'm good. Let's take a walk. I could, I don't have to watch the rest of this. The Cowboys, when they get a foot on their neck, they just can't seem to get up out of it. I say that as a fan, by the way.
Yep. Realistic fan.
A fan who's 25 years.
Right.
Okay. 1996.
You deserve a medal.
Barry Switzer. Troy Aikman. Just saying.
It's okay.
This is your year, Chaz.
Yeah, this is it.
All right, here we go.
And then what else? A lot of hirings and firings.
Yeah, there's 8 jobs open right now. It's just been a crazy carousel. And you think about it, it's 25% of the league has head coaching openings right now. The one that may not be open is the guy from the Raiders, Rich Bisaccia, who has some Connecticut roots, by the way. He's really done a great job when they got rid of Gruden. So I think he might hold serve and keep the job, which would still leave 7 other jobs open. And there's also 3 GM jobs open, which is pretty crazy. And, the Vikings have both openings.
Yep. Apply in person.
I think so did the Giants.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of these, like I know the Cowboys, their offensive coach is being looked at for some of these jobs. What do you think the Giants are going to do?
They've had like 9 or 10 interviews for the GM job, and they you have to hire a GM who's going to hire his own coach. You have to have two people that can work together.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, do these arranged marriages. They never
synergy.
Work, even though, yeah, even though both parties will say, "Oh yeah, I have great respect for so and so," and it never works. You know, it has to be two people that have some background, some
philosophy, something to share.
Yeah. Be fun if they took from his team. Yeah, as far as that guy will take him.
All the trade teams, and they have that, or it becomes like the Cowboys, where it's a dictatorship.
Right. It's been a problem.
Yep.
It's been a problem. It's funny.
Well, Giants are really, you know, they just cut to the bone, and they're starting to saw right now. They get hitting rock bottom, and let's just go from here. And there's been so many questionable draft picks over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, drafting a running back number two. Not that he's not great, Barkley, but conventional wisdom is always don't take a running back that high. So,
or at least trade down. Quarterbacks were so at a premium in that draft specifically.
Mm.
Right. And you have to, the quarterback is it. And, you know, Jones that they drafted at number six, I believe, is just still questionable. Not that he's not good. He is good, but he hasn't gotten to the point where we know he's our guy for the next 5 or 10 years. They don't know that yet.
He needs a line. He needs protection.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so I'm just hoping that the Cowboys see another week.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
All right, thank you, Joe. Jake and Canton.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, freshman year of high school, this was almost 20 years ago at this point, but freshman year of high school, some friends and I accidentally set the school on fire.
Accidentally?
Yes.
Accidentally. It actually wasn't our fault. Out of all the dumb things I've done in life, this one actually wasn't my fault.
And made the news.
It's a good defense.
Yes. I've
done a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, so this they one, knew you.
Yeah.
This one wasn't my fault.
Who would figure a match in cotton?
What happened?
So I went to a trade school, and freshman year they have you try out all the different shops and trades to see which one you like most. And we were in carpentry, and the shop teacher had us making some little, you know, woodworking project. We were staining the project, you know, oil-based wood stain, rags and everything. Mm. Being 14 years old, not really knowing what we were doing, we thought we were being helpful when we cleaned up at the end of the day and piled all the oil-soaked rags in the middle of the wooden workbench.
Okay.
The shop teacher apparently should have explained to us that you're not supposed to do that because they can spontaneously combust if left overnight.
Really?
Seems like an important thing to tell the kids.
I had no idea, yeah. I'm learning something now too.
Hold on 1 second.
So, yeah.
Jake, hold on 1 second.
Click, I know. Learning something new right now, too, is what I meant to say. Thank you. More coffee.
I don't even think the second time came out right.
No, I'm good.
All right, Jake, go ahead.
Continue.
So, yeah, one of the friends that I was there with, we were actually living together, and we walked to school because we lived within proximity or whatever. We didn't get the bus. We had to walk to school. So we're walking to school the next morning, and there's a police officer parked at, like, the back gate with his lights on. And we're like, well, what's going on? Like, oh, sorry, school's closed for the day. There was a fire yesterday. Like, what the hell are you talking about? So like, all right, cool, whatever. Walk home, turn on the news. Sure enough, school's on fire, whatever. We ended up getting a detention for skipping school. Apparently, it wasn't closed for the day, but we didn't get in trouble for setting the school on fire.
That's good.
Did it ever occur to you, like, while you're watching the footage that, oh, wow, we stacked all those.
That's our room.
That looks like right where Woodshop was.
Right, remember we stacked all those rags?
That's great, and it actually wasn't your fault, and you did make the news, and that's a good one. time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
If people had listened to the Joe Myers segment, they'll realize that it wasn't really his fault. He was trying to get through his list, and I'm sure the rest of it was good, but it was like a clown show of you guys throwing them all off.
It was too much.
It wasn't really his fault. Like it was AJ's break. Fault.
Like this
really.
Break, for example.
Well, that makes more sense.
What's about to happen, yes.
So I have five things. I think he hit on some of them, but we're going to go through it. It is the top five real things to be excited about to see in 2022.
Okay, I'm going to write
the real things. The real things.
I almost texted you multiple times over vacation looking for movie ideas.
Right, so there are, you know what a movie that you might like actually is? The Tender Bar. It's on Amazon Prime. It's Ben Affleck. It takes place on Long Island in the 70s. It's good.
The Tender Bar.
The music's good. It's a nice sort of interesting, funny kind of movie. So that's worth watching. Down.
Is J-Lo in it?
J-Lo is not in it. It's directed by George Clooney. It's like a coming of age kind of thing.
Oh, damn. Jennifer just said she watched 10 minutes of it and stopped it. So we could watch it together.
Oh, there you
she
go.
Says, you'll like this.
All right, cool.
Right. See, I know what you like. Right.
If J-Lo's not in it, it's probably pretty good.
Mm. Or girls dressed as cowboys. Aren't you into that, too?
Why not?
Scantily clad cowboys. Right.
Wouldn't that be the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders?
Right. All right, so number five, Ozark. The new season of Ozark will premiere this year. I guess it's half of the final season. I don't remember anything that happened in any of the other seasons, which is a problem. But I like everything that Jason Bateman's ever been in, including Hogan Family, which I'm sure AJ enjoyed in 1988.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
And Teen Wolf 2. He's the star of Teen Wolf 2. I bet you didn't know that.
I'm out of that one,
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Right. T-O-O. Teen Wolf T-O-O. Yeah, a true classic.
I didn't watch the first one, but we're good.
But you've never seen the original Teen Wolf, really?
No, yeah, no.
It's a movie from the 80s.
Yeah, I know. There were other ones there.
But it's you've seen that.
I saw
Phil,
enough Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
What movie was out when Teen Wolf came out?
Probably Trick or Treat. That's
right, that's the movie I'm looking for.
A much better flick with Mark Price.
His favorite. Right, if you're thinking of people from Family Ties, you would think Michael J. Fox would have gotten the plug
no,
from
I had enough of him with Back to the Future.
Same year, 1985. He made it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But Jason Bateman.
Clown show's beginning already.
So Ozark's new season. If you've never seen the show, it's a Breaking Bad ripoff. But it's good. And he's good. And really, what else am I doing?
Joe did mention that.
Ozark?
Yeah.
Not in here.
He did.
He did mention this one. Number four is The Batman.
And yes, then, he did.
He mentioned The Batman.
Yeah, number four. Okay.
And you mocked. This is where it derailed because you guys mocked Robert Pattinson. But Robert Pattinson is actually a good actor. Just because he was in a teen vampire movie 15 years ago doesn't mean that he hasn't changed, that he hasn't become a good actor. I mean, this happens with a lot of people.
Did he get a tan yet?
they start as like teen stars and then they morph into something different.
He was actually good in that movie as a vampire.
Right. He's a good.
But I thought this would be a stupid Batman, but when I watched the trailer, I thought, oh, I'm in.
It's real dark. The trailer uses a Nirvana song, and they make it all screwed up, and it looks super scary, and I think it might even be R-rated. It's going to be a dark, dark Batman.
Yeah, they somehow made a Nirvana song more depressing.
Yeah, how do you do that? Yeah. Slow it down?
They did. They slowed it down. Yeah, so it's the last song on Nevermind, Something in the Way, that they made even weirder and slower and scarier.
Yeah, like Sounds of Silence, but yeah.
Each time they make this movie dark, they do well. So they're like, well, now we have to make it darker.
Right. So
and they're trying to out-dark themselves now.
So it's never going to be the 1960s Batman. They're never going to make a zany one anymore.
There should be a comedy version like of that.
Right. They're never going to do that because as dark and scary as it gets, the better. The more like Trick or Treat Day it gets, the better you'll enjoy it.
It's called Trick or Treat, by the way.
Whatever. Number three, Elvis. Joe didn't mention the Elvis movie, right?
No, he didn't.
No. So Baz Luhrmann, who directed Moulin Rouge and a lot of these artsy, fancy musical, has made a movie about Elvis. Tom Hanks plays the Colonel in it. And it's going to be totally bananas and drug-fueled, and I think you're going to be mad because you like Elvis and it's going to be weird. But the early reviews are it's a spectacle, it's tremendous, they have the rights to all the Elvis songs, it's going to be really wacky.
Who's playing Elvis?
Some nobody. So they found somebody to play Elvis, and Tom Hanks is like the star, is the colonel.
It's going to be hard to see someone playing Elvis.
Yeah, as long as he shoots the TV, though, I'm good.
I think it's his whole, right, I think it's the whole life. So it starts young, and then it goes through his whole story, and then it ends with him dead and the whole thing.
On the toilet,
But it's a musical. So it's going to be like all the zany musical things.
Wait.
A musical?
Yeah. Right, it's a musical.
So musical, not that you see him on stage playing. It's going to be like everybody sings.
I believe so. Right. So the colonel's going to sing and this person's going to...
Elvis did the tour. I was going to say something smells.
The word musical immediately.
The guy that's playing Elvis was in that most recent Quentin Tarantino movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh. But he's not Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, so I don't know who he is.
Though. Obviously.
Right. He looks like Elvis.
He's the guy that gets his nose broken.
But I think you love Elvis. It feels like you have to see this. It's like Fast and the Furious 9 for AJ. There are movies
that
you got to see.
To 6.
The ones where they went into space.
It got really too weird. Right, they lost me too.
Number two, Joe mentioned this one is Top Gun Maverick. I'm certain I'm going to be disappointed, but maybe.
Will Elvis be on stage singing a song and then a musical breaks out in the middle of a song?
Right.
I would think
so. Song in a song.
Or it's going to be like we're having a conversation and then I'm like, Chaz, how are you?
That's how his movies are now. The Elvis movies.
I think.
Like, hey, let's fight. And then everyone starts singing.
I think that's what it's going to be like. But trippy, because Baz Luhrmann's movies are trippy. It will be like druggy.
That's horrible.
Right, well, you don't know. I mean,
see it as
none
Elvis
of us have
70s.
Seen it. It could be awesome.
It could be.
Does this sound
awesome? I could also win the lottery.
Yes.
It's number three on my list.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, well then.
If it made three on the list, we should really care.
That's actually one of the things in films.
The Tender Bar is not on the list.
Tender Bar is not on the list because it's out. It's things that you're supposed to be excited about. Coming up.
Right.
Tender Bar you can watch tonight.
Probably will.
Okay, so number two. No, Friday, you're in the garage drinking alone.
Not me, him. Not me, him.
Shoes off.
Right, sometimes I turn the car off, too.
Number two, Top Gun Maverick. So I think it's going to be disappointing, but it might be like Cobra Kai, where maybe there's a twist, maybe they change it, maybe Iceman's the good guy. Who knows? Yeah. I'm interested in what they do. And if you've watched the original Karate Kid lately, the 1986 Karate Kid, which I certainly have, the effects are not awesome. It is aged poorly. Even the scenes in the air have aged poorly, so at least that part will be better. So I'm interested. And I believe it comes out this summer. And the number one thing to be excited about in 2022 is Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan is the story of Obi-Wan Kenobi that takes place post-prequels, pre-original Star Wars.
All right, hold on.
So
post-prequels.
So the terrible prequels.
After the prequels. Oh, so it's in between.
Right, it's in between.
It's a narrow margin.
Right. So Ewan McGregor, who played Obi-Wan in the prequels, the terrible prequels, is going to be Obi-Wan again, but he's become older in real life. So the prequels are from 1999, so he's become much older, so he almost looks like Alex Guinness now. He's almost near Alex Guinness's real age at the time.
Gotcha.
So he's going to play Obi-Wan right before the original Star Wars happens.
I want to see the original version, like the early years of Obi-Wan, like the high school years, you know? That the shirt's way too hot for me to wear.
Movies about it.
like he's on a date with a girl. That shirt's way too hot. I must take it off.
Is he doing the Jedi? Is that what the joke is?
Yes.
Okay. It takes a second, right? But you have to explain the bit. That's the problem.
Not for everybody else, but yeah.
Right, I got it. Here we are. So that's coming out at the end of the year. You know, Ewan McGregor was the only good thing about the prequels beyond the Darth Maul character. So I feel really good about that. An honorable mention to Creed 3 in Atlanta, which is excellent.
Creed 3.
Wow.
Creed 3.
Probably not. And
there isn't going to be 5 of them. It's got to match the original Rocky.
Oh, that's true. And that's it. Those are the top 5 things to be excited about in 2022.
Awesome.
You guys seem very excited about
it. I'm disappointed.
Too busy writing.
I was looking for a good list.
This is a good list.
This is why I drink in my garage.
Alone, shoes off, hands down.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.